I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Another thing.
Okay.
Kind of related.
Oh.
Something that people always said in the universe, in videos, in interviews. Like, have you ever watched an interview of a celebrity? And I'm talking about they're a celebrity, not an athlete. Okay, so they might be an actress. They might be just a celebrity because they're just known, like famous, you know. Mm-hmm. They might be an influencer. They might be, you know, whatever, musician.
Yeah.
And they get interviewed by someone, Vogue or whatever. And they talk about working out.
Okay.
And I don't know why anytime a celebrity was interviewed about working out and they, I feel like it's like a, for me at least, I received it as a trendy answer or as a thing that now everybody says, that they would be like, if I didn't work out, like, I would go insane. Or, like, I only work, like, I work out first thing in the morning to, like, help with my mental state. Or, like, they would basically frame working out not with staying in shape, not with being athletic, not with having a certain physical goal.
Because it's not about that sometimes.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Not, like, can we also be real? Like, can they also just say what it truly is? Like, they're also working out because it's healthy and because, like, they probably want to look a certain way. That's also okay, you know? But I'm saying I feel like there was a trend for a while where everybody was saying that they work out for their mental health. It was, like, a thing.
Okay.
That I just noticed that, like, everybody was saying the same thing.
Okay.
And I was just like, what you mean you work out for your mental health? Like, I don't get that. It's like, okay, like, you feel good after a workout, sure, but... but I don't think I'm working, like, I, when I work out most of the time, I think I'm, like, working out, like, I work out to, like, stay in shape, and it's also just healthy, like, for your body.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just hearing so many, have you heard people say that?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, people saying, I hear it's that, like, a lot. I need to get a workout in first thing in the morning so that, like I am less anxious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'm in a better mood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, oh, I'm so like, cranky today because I didn't get a workout in. Or, like, the only reason why I work out is for my mental health. Like, I feel like that was a thing, like, an answer that everybody was just claiming around, right? Yeah.
Guys, it's going to get better. Trust me.
What's getting better?
No, like, what, okay, I'm, yeah, so.
So.
Because someone's listening, they're like, it is.
Listen, I was just kind of, I just felt like everybody was kind of going on with his answer, like kind of playing the same thing. They were just kind of like, this is just a thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing with the water bottle. Everybody was just obsessed with the water bottle. But this is the episode where Alia changes her mind. Okay, this is what it should be called. This is where Alia was wrong. I don't know. We should need a good title for this.
Yeah. It's so funny.
But basically, the last, I filmed a video, and it was a food video. It was just like a what I eat in a week. I was filming all the food that I was making, cooking at home and stuff, and I put it on YouTube. And it wasn't until I was editing that video that I swear to you, it was the first time that I saw myself be two different people pre and post workout. Like my mood, how I felt, my energy, my like way of talking,
how
much I was talking, my vibrancy, like everything just was like switched on after my workout. And it happened several times in that video that I actually saw it myself, like when I was editing. And then also remembering how I felt and how you even called it out.
In the video?
In the video. And you were like, can I just say your energy now after your workout is so different than how it was before?
Oh, that's in the video.
It's in the video.
Oh, shit. I don't
and
remember.
And I also just remember you saying that. And that was something that was like recently very apparent that I was like, this is what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why before, like, yeah, okay, you feel good after a workout, you feel good after a run, you feel like, yeah. But I sort of attributed that more with the fact that you feel good about the fact that you got that workout in and you feel proud of yourself.
And it's out the way.
And it's out the way, and it's more just that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Versus recently, I actually, like my mood and how I feel and my energy and my mental state is just so much better after the workout.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that I'm saying this because I was so like, all these people saying it's for their mental health. They're just like kind of jumping on that bandwagon,
yeah,
you know, and just like saying what everybody else is saying.
You know, I never felt that, like what people are talking about. I see it as well. From mental health, and I guess I get it, but I didn't truly get it. I'm like, okay, good for them.
Yeah, like when you think about working out or going to play basketball, like you do that because you're like, once it's healthy, I guess basketball, you have fun.
I have a lot of fun.
Yeah. But you don't think of basketball like, do you think of it as like, I'm doing that for my mental health?
Yeah.
I'm doing that to feel better?
Yes. 100%. I feel so much better after playing basketball.
But is it because it's fun or is it because of like the activity and like moving your body?
My body just wants to move.
Mm.
Our bodies just want to move. Once you move, it's like you give the body what it wants, and then I guess, you know, it's connected to your brain and you're happy now. I don't know.
You've actually felt like, I don't know why, I just have not experienced this level of a difference in my disposition until recently.
What kind of workout did you do? I need that same workout. Whatever
It was like regular, you know, the regular workouts that I do that are usually like a full body type. You know, yesterday, for example, I did like a midday workout, 35 minutes, but it was 35 minutes of like nonstop. And you're thinking a 35 minute workout, like that's not a workout. Trust, I am sore today in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a crazy workout. I was sweating.
In a lot of places.
You can get a good workout in just 30-35 minutes. It does not have to be a full hour.
20 minutes.
To like hour and a half is a lot. I can't remember the last time I did an hour and a half of a workout.
That's a lot. That means you're resting a lot. Think about it.
That's the fact. I don't do, like, I love the workouts where it's just like back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
A workout should not be over an hour. That means you're resting a lot. That means you're taking a lot of breaks. Like, how many exercises are you doing?
Yeah. And those are, it's just a different way of working out. But I just prefer this one where it's like you go nonstop. And low key, remember last night I was like, damn, did I work out today? Because it was a blip in my day.
A bleep.
It was a bleep.
Because it was early too.
It was at noon. It wasn't even that early. It was like at like 10:30.
Maybe I'm thinking of another day.
Yeah, but I don't know, guys.
Well, congratulations for your new discovery. And I feel like I have still yet to experienced that specifically.
Yeah.
With working out, as in like lifting weights and doing an actual workout. Because basketball and working out is very different.
Do you remember that workout we did, the F45 workout when we were in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the group workout.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you did all the different stations and stuff. And it was also like that. It was like back to back to back. And you have like, you know, maybe like 15, 20 seconds of rest or something.
Yeah.
But you're kind of constantly going. And you also switch up what you're doing. And you might do legs. And you might do arms. And you might do abs. And blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it's that style of workout that will leave you feeling the way I'm describing.
Yeah.
Compared to if you do more like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do like bicep curls, 12, 3 sets, and then do like press, 3 sets, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I felt great after that workout.
Did you?
I felt great after that workout, but to be honest, like the actual workout, certain exercises, I just didn't love.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're not, there's,
if it was up to me, I would not do those. Like, I would do like another exercise. But at the end, I felt great. I felt accomplished. There's something about following a program. A plan, a workout plan.
Yeah, that you only need to find a plan 2025.
I just need a plan. I can't, because if I don't have a plan, I just walk around a gym. Let me do this one. Oh, this is not available. Let me do something else. Like if I have a plan, first exercise, and then just give me the whole list. I don't know, something about that, it makes me, like once I get to the very end, I feel like I accomplished something.
Yeah, you need to find one. Because you don't work, like ever since, like the one time that you were really consistent and constant with your workouts was when you had like a plan you were following.
Oh yeah, the 6 week or 9 week. Yeah, it was a 9 week program.
Yeah, and you were just like every day that you went in the gym, you knew what you were gonna do.
I don't have to think about it. I don't have to come up with it. Give me a good program.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Like I hate coming up with my own things. All right, today I'm gonna do this because yesterday I did this. And not that you have to write it every single week because you can just kind of like follow it next week, like repeat it. But I think I might just do the same program I did before.
Yeah, or
it's very just random.
Do some research and find like another one if you want
something else, right? But I saw great results.
Yeah,
and I took a before and after photo. I'm gonna put it right here for you so you can see. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was great. So I wonder what most people do. Do most people need like a workout plan, or can they just like walk around and figure out like what to work on?
I know, even for me, even though I know the gym like pretty well, where I could create my own workout. Something about just going downstairs to the gym, I pull out my plan on my phone. I'm like, okay, today's this day. This is what I got to do. Okay, done. Because it's also like the reps. And I mean, for my workouts, they're a little bit more like structured and put together. But even if you do like a more traditional workout, I feel like it's just nice because people are like, there's a reason why there's trainers that like train and go to like do a program to learn how to like couple certain exercises together and like how to like make a program be a good program.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna find a plan, because the way I've been doing it, it's not working out. It's just so random.
Yeah, and it makes you like not want to go because you're like, I don't even know what I'm gonna do today.
Yeah,
yeah. I know, anytime I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go work out today, I never think like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to be able to grab my phone and be like, Wednesday, all right, this is what we're doing. Let's go. And let's just go do it.
Exactly. That's it.
And once you do it, I swear, like, I'll be feeling so good. I'm like, I am accomplished. And I know, and you know what the thing is? I know that what I did was a good exercise.
And also, you know that what you did counted for something.
Yeah. Because when it's just random, I'm just like, I feel accomplished, but like, I don't know. Like, was that a smart workout? Like, did I pair the workouts
and
properly?
Like, did I do enough? Something about when someone tells you do this and this and this,
you trust it.
You complete it. You're like, I did enough. Because when you go by yourself, you're like, should I do another thing?
Exactly.
Like, how much did I even do?
It's so easy to overdo. It's so easy to do less. And in my case, I'll probably do less.
And also, going to the gym is hard enough already. Now you need me to like also think about what to do.
Yeah, nah.
Nah.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.